Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 12th, Wednesday, 2020, day 43. Today's topic, open your door, welcome the King. Life radiant, walk in the light. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 24 verses 7 to 10, Exodus chapter 34 verse 1 to chapter 35 verse 9. Matthew chapter 27 verses 15 to 31, Proverbs 9 verses 1 to 6. Today's main passage, Psalm 24 verses 7 to 10. Lift up your heads, you gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is, open your door, welcome the King, life radiant, walk in the light. Today's four passages give me lots of inspiration, insight. Number one, Psalm 24, verses 7 to 10. An invitation for us to open the door of our hearts to welcome the King of glory, to allow the Lord who is strong and mighty to control every bit of our lives, just as the topic I received yesterday. God with us distinguishes us from other people. The only way for you to be distinguished from other people is God's presence in you. No other way. Let me read the psalm again. Lift up your heads, you gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory. Number two, Exodus, chapter 34, verses 1 to 5, then 28 to 30, then verse 35. When you ask, what do you mean by open? Opening the door of my heart. I received Jesus as my Savior and Lord long time ago, baptizing long time ago, and has been serving in the church long time ago. So, does it mean I'm okay? You can take a look at Moses' example in Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 to 5, then 28 to 30, and then 35. And you know that is a classic example of opening the door of the heart to allow God to be the king, to speak and to command. Number one, what? God said to chisel out two stone tablets again. B, when? God said, tomorrow morning. C, where? God said, Mount Sinai. D, who? Well, God said, only you, Moses. E, what's the difference after mission completed? Moses' face was radiant. F, what after? Did the Israelites humble and obey Moses? So the first passage, the Lord said to Moses, chisel out two stone tablets like the first one, and I will write on them the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. Be ready in the morning, and then come up on Mount Sinai. Present yourself to me there on top of the mountain. No one is to come with you or be seen anywhere on the mountain. Not even the flocks and herds may gaze in front of the mountain. So Moses chiseled out two stone tablets like the first one and went up Mount Sinai early in the morning, as the Lord had commanded him. And he carried the two stone tablets in his hands. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord. So the second is 20 verses 26 to 30. Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights without eating bread or drinking water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the covenant law in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. Then chapter 35, verse 1. Moses assembled the whole Israelite community and said to them, these are the things the Lord has commanded you to do. Now, number 3, Matthew chapter 27, verse 29. In Exodus, when those Israelites saw those signs and wonders, they humbled themselves and obeyed Moses. But in Jesus' situation, the Israelites did not understand the meaning of the cross, and they did not think they had seen any signs and wonders from Jesus. Their response is not to believe, close the door of their hearts, and to reject Jesus as king, even killed him. How about you? Number 4, Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 to 6. As we know, wisdom in Proverbs represents the Holy Spirit. So today's passage tells us that the Holy Spirit has prepared for everything for us. You open the door of your heart to welcome Jesus in your home, then you will lead. He will lead you in his home, and you will live, walk in the way of insight. Yes, just as Moses, our faces will shine and radiant, not like many people always with dark faces. The Holy Spirit will lead you to walk with the Lord. Jesus is the light of the world, so you will be walking in the light. Receive life and insight. Now, Proverbs 9, verses 1 to 6. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up its 7 pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servants, and she calls from the highest point of the city, let all who are simple come to my house. To those who have no sense, she says, come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of insight. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, lead us to walk with the Lord each day. Jesus is the light of the world. Help us to open the door of our hearts so that we can walk in the light every day to receive life and insight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how willing are you to allow the Holy Spirit to help you to open the door of your heart so that you can walk in the light every day to receive life and insight? Number two, what is your next step for this to happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.